So when troubles come your way, do you ever wonder what part God played in making them happen? Did that one just slip by him, or was it always part of his plan? And if so, what was he thinking? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I've often asked myself that question because when troubles come, you find yourself stumbling, falling, wondering, what the blazes? So you ask the hard questions. Yesterday, we chatted about the fact that God speaks of his never-ending faithfulness and steadfast love literally hundreds of times throughout the Bible. Why? Because it takes time and experience for the reality of his faithfulness and love to become part of who we are, so that in those times of trouble, we'll have peace in knowing that he'll never leave us or forsake us. And that ongoing work of his in each one of us is what seems to be going on in the heart of this psalmist as he says to God in Psalm 71, beginning at verse 20, "You have let me see troubles and hard times, but you will give me new life. You will lift me up from this pit of death. You will help me do even greater things. You will comfort me again." You see, he knows that God's sovereign over his troubles and hard times. He acknowledges that God allowed them to happen. But in the midst of them, he has the confidence to know that God will restore him. The confidence to say to God, "You'll give me new life. You'll lift me up from this pit of death. You'll help me do even greater things. You'll comfort me again." In your troubled times, allow God to speak his confidence into your heart, because that's his word. Fresh for you today. And the best way to allow God to do that is to receive his word into your heart often. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.